Up next, we'll go to Stanford coach Johnny Dawk, and the Cardinal are on the road this weekend at UCLA on Thursday and at USC Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from Chris Foster, Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Johnny. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Cool. Hey, I was just wondering, you know, I was looking at the standings, and there's seven teams with 2 and 3 losses right now. Is this going to become kind of one of those watershed weeks where if you want to keep pace with those two teams that you got to get it done?
Well, I mean, every weekend is going to be very important. I mean, we still have 13, I know for us, 13, you know, conference games remaining. And all you want to do is focus on one at a time. Conference is very, very good, as you know. There's a lot of parity. And I think there's a lot of things that can still happen between now and the end of the conference season.
When you have two teams, though, that have kind of established themselves, though, just kind of being able to draft off those teams until you can make a run at them, I mean, how does that, where does that fall in that kind of importance?
For us, you know, that's not something we've talked about. You know, we've just kind of just emphasized just playing, you know, each game for what it is and, you know, not really keeping up with really, you know, what other people are doing as far as their records. It's more about us and what we're trying to do, and we've taken more of that kind of approach.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star one. Your next question comes from Ryan Clark, Orange County Register.
Hey, Coach. It seems like Chassan has had a significantly better start to the season than maybe he was in the middle of last conference season. What's been the key for him, especially offensively?
Well, I think he's been, you know, he's really focused. He didn't have the type of year he wanted to have last season. And to his credit, he really worked this offseason, came back with, a great focus and a great determination. And I think it's showing up when he plays. You know, he's been aggressive. He's played like the young man we recruited. You know, he's a young man that can score. He can find guys and make guys better. And he's done that for us this year.
And in terms of UCLA, obviously Jordan Adams has been important to them the last 2 years. How important is his effectiveness in that offense especially?
Well, Jordan Adams is a terrific player. He's a, you know, he can really score the basketball. He's an active defender, you know, has really good hands. And, you know, he's a guy that I think helps them go. I mean, they're a fast-paced team, and he's very good in that type of a system where he can get out and can play. He has space to do what he wants to do, whether off the bounce or shooting. And he's a threat no matter where he has the basketball.
You know, he's been so good at getting steals this year, especially last year too. What have you seen just on tape of him maybe that makes him so good at having that instinct for getting the ball on defense?
I think it's exactly what you just said right there. That's not something you can teach. I think he has really good anticipation, and he has very good hands. I think that combination puts him in position that whenever something happens and it's near him, he can make a play on the basketball, and it's proven to be very successful at doing it.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star one.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. Johnny, thanks for your time today, and good luck this week.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay, see you.